WOLB Baltimore, a Radio 1 station where information is power.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio 1, its sponsors or advertisers.
All right. Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding areas. This is Oren Solomon. I'm here with the Entrepreneur's Edge, where we talk about entrepreneurship, entrepreneur topics. We celebrate you, the entrepreneur. And happy Tuesday to you. Happy Black History Month to you. And man, for me, happy Super Bowl hangover. This is not a sports show, but I do want to talk about this really quickly. Man, I watched this game on Sunday night, and I cannot believe the call that the Seahawks made at the goal line. I'm sure many of y'all are feeling the same way. But such is life, and these things happen. And man, they really shouldn't have lost that game. I feel really bad for them. So anyway, we appreciate everyone listening to the show today. We've got a great show for you. We're going to talk about being ready for opportunities. You know, this is 2015, and, you know, all during the course of January, we talk about it being a new year, new opportunities, new things, new beginnings. And but we don't really talk about, you know, how to take advantage of opportunities, being prepared for them. And so we're going to talk about that today in specifics. I'm going to give out the number here. Actually, if you want to call into the show, if you got a comment or a question or anything, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside of the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. Again, this is Oren Solomon with the Entrepreneur's Edge. I'm going to give my website out as well. You can go to orensolomon.com. That's orinsolomon.com, orensolomon.com. So anyway, back to the game real quick. I was sitting down, and looked like Seattle was going to pull it out at the end, and they call a pass play. And man, oh man, I'm still reeling from that. I'm not even a Seattle or Patriots fan, but man, oh man, oh man. Anyway, so let's get into the topic here. We want to talk about the question I want to ask of you, Baltimore and the surrounding areas, is are you ready for opportunity? Are you really, really ready for opportunity? And, you know, there are opportunity all around us. Opportunity is available to us every day. And so I grabbed a couple articles and I looked at them, and what makes people successful? You know, why is it that some people are successful and some people aren't? And one of the things I realized is that successful people are always looking for opportunity. They're always looking for something. They're looking for a new business. They're looking for a new challenge. Their ears are open. They're ready. So when opportunity hits, they're ready to strike. And that others, the reason why people aren't successful is they're not ready. They're either skeptical or they're scared. Or so I'm going to, you know, just pose a couple questions to you. Can you look back and say you've seized every single opportunity that has ever presented itself before you? I've yet to meet one person who can say yes to that. And I'm willing to bet that you guys haven't either. So, you know, there's opportunity everywhere. Look, from sweeping floors to starting businesses to, I mean, there's so many opportunities here, but we seem not to take advantage of it. We seem to, you know, back down. Do we see opportunity? Do we catch opportunity? We live in the richest country in the world with unlimited resources, unlimited opportunity every day, yet we don't seem to take advantage of it. You know, why is it that, you know, people can come from different parts of the world? People fly over here. People come to America for opportunity. You know, you look at the Asian culture. They come here. They want to send their kids to school to get the best education. They start businesses, you know, all over the place, from restaurants to shops to I mean, huge businesses. You look in the Latino market. Man, you know, people come here from countries like El Salvador and Peru and Puerto Rico, and they have nothing. And somehow they're able to start businesses, or they start in, you know, I don't know, a meager, it could be construction, whatever it is. Next thing you know, they own businesses. Why is that? Because there are opportunities here. You know, I hear so many times about how, you know, the job market's not great, and there are not opportunities out here. Man, there's a ton of opportunities out here. We just got to open up and look for them and take advantage of it. You look at the Indian culture. Man, they come here and they own gas stations and all different types of businesses. Why is that? Because these people are looking for opportunity. And there's opportunity here. We just have to open up our eyes and look for opportunity. So if you're listening to the show here, obviously, you know, this is an entrepreneur show. We stress entrepreneurship. If you're listening and you want to start a business, you're looking for a plan B, a way to kind of do something different in 2015, you can also text us at 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. We're talking about being ready for opportunity. Again, if you want to call in, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. Now, of course, it's Black History Month, and it's a great month where we celebrate our African-American heritage and a lot of the things that we've done to shape the way we live in America. So many contributors to the American culture in the African-American community. And I think as there's a parallel here, I was looking at, you know, some of the people who've kind of sacrificed for people like myself and many of you who listen to the show. And I was thinking, how is it that these people had so little? They didn't have as much as we have. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have all these different things. They had so much less than what we had, yet they seemed to accomplish so much more. Why is that? Why is it that they didn't have that much, but yet when an opportunity came their way, they took advantage of it? And I really do believe that sometimes we just have a little too much. We have way too much given to us in this particular culture. We have so many things that we have access to. We have an unlimited amount of food that we have access to, unlimited amount of water we have access to, the internet, television. We have so much, but yet we don't take advantage of it. And, you know, I want to challenge everyone listening to the show today to open up your eyes and ears, because there's opportunity everywhere. There are so many opportunities out here for you all to get wealthy and to change your family's tree and take care of your loved ones. We just got to open it up, and we cannot be scared. We cannot be, fearful of taking advantage of these particular opportunities. I'm going to talk about some of them shortly. But before I get into that, I'm going to leave the number out again, 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. If you're outside listening area, 877-704-1010. If you want to text us, you're looking to start a business, 443-722-1857. So I want to talk about some people who've basically taken advantage of opportunities. I remember talking a few weeks ago, I saw the movie Selma. And, you know, I knew that Martin Luther King was a very important figure in this country. I didn't know how important he was with regards to the voting situation. I had no idea how bad the voting situation was here in the U.S. Now, I knew we couldn't vote, but I didn't know how it was a tenuous situation. And because of his position in the Black community, obviously, he rallied the people together. He started marching and created a way that allowed people like you and I to vote. Now, imagine if he didn't do that. Imagine if that did not happen, man. Where would many people be right now? You know, we probably wouldn't have a Black president. We wouldn't be able to vote. I mean, who knows where this thing would go? So because of his courage and his courageousness and his belief, you know, a lot of people are able to do some things that they probably would not have been able to do. But he took advantage of that particular opportunity. Now, man, look, there were so many things going wrong at that time. You want to talk about going against adversity. You know, you're talking, you know, just a few years off of slavery and a culture where people don't want to change. And there's lynching still going on and people are dying and losing their lives and still getting beaten. I mean, all different types of things are happening. But he took advantage of that particular opportunity. I mean, he was talking to the president personally. And making a way, changing the way the voting rights are in this country. So that's a perfect example of someone who took advantage of an opportunity. Just an unbelievable story. Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman elected to U.S. Congress, and she took advantage of an opportunity. You know, before that, there had never been an African-American represented in Congress at all. Imagine that. Not one person whatsoever. And so she chose to be that person. She was the first African-American woman to actually run for president. And she served seven terms in Congress, which is it just an amazing, amazing story. But she had an opportunity and took advantage of it. And because of that, there are many people now in Congress, in the Senate, that are of non-white, you know what I mean, that have had opportunities because of people like her. She's pretty much a trailblazer. So we're talking about taking advantage of opportunities on the show. I know this might be a different topic for some of you here, but I know that there are many listeners on this show that have probably had opportunities and have passed them up for some reason or another. And I was taught a long time ago by my dad. He said, look, it's better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Man, we got to be ready, man. 2015 should be a phenomenal year. There are so many opportunities out here. There's so many ways to take advantage of the wealth that's happening in this country. You know, more people are getting wealthy now than ever before. You know, the president has extended time for the Asian culture to stay here and actually start businesses. Man, people are getting wealthy. We just have to open up our minds and look for opportunity and attack opportunity. Don't be scared. Dr. Charles Drew, another great example of someone who took advantage of opportunity. He researched blood plasma and blood transfusion in New York City. During his work at Columbia University, he made a discovery to basically show people how to use the blood plasma thing. I mean, it was a phenomenal thing, and now, you know, every hospital uses it. It's just a way that hospitals work. They know how to transfer blood and store it and all that kind of stuff. And this gentleman created that. He took advantage of that particular opportunity. So we're talking about being ready and ripe for opportunities. There's a plethora of them out there. And if you want to call in, if you have some stories you want to share, that'd be great. Maybe you want to talk about some opportunities you missed. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. People being given opportunities and they blew it and they lost a fortune. And, you know, you don't want that to be you. You can call into the show, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. We're talking about opportunities, being ready for them. We're also talking about, obviously, it's Black History Month, and just highlighting some people who've taken advantage of opportunities. I was sharing with with people earlier that, you know, it seemed like the people who came before us had so much less, and they've achieved so much more because when their opportunity came, they took advantage of it. In fact, for many of them, it was their one shot, and they stepped in, took advantage of it, and now they're in the history books because they chose to jump at opportunities. W.E.B. Du Bois was the first African-American to receive a Ph.D. at Harvard University in 1895. Man, what an accomplishment. And just a phenomenal person. He did some great things to help people in the African-American community. But he had an opportunity and took advantage of that particular opportunity. And I can go on and on and on and on and on about people who've had opportunities. But folks, you know, this is a simple but serious, serious topic. I read an article by John Morgan. It was a really, really good article. And he was talking about how to seize opportunities. And he said most people wait for opportunity to show up. And then they get upset when it does because they aren't ready. You are in charge of creating your own chances. Put yourself in a position to say yes. So he's basically saying we're in control here. We can control how well we do. We can control whether we seize opportunities or not. And there's a lot of reasons why people, turn down opportunities. I know a lot of times people are just scared. You know, they're fearful. You know, they just, you know, something, an opportunity comes your way, and all of a sudden you start thinking about doubt and worry and fear and all these other different things. And you know, and you end up talking yourself out of it. some great opportunities. Another reason why people might not take advantage of opportunities is skepticism. You know, some people are just naturally skeptical. You know, some people, you know, you say the sky's blue. No, it's not as gray. You know, they just naturally, they're just skeptical. And we've got to find a way to get out of that if that's you. Some people aren't just looking. You know, maybe opportunity hits them in the head and they're just not looking for opportunity. So there's a lot of different reasons why people don't take advantage of opportunities. But I'm here to tell you today, man, there are so many opportunities out here. And I know I'm sounding like a broken record here today, but I'm sharing this because I want people to know, man, people are getting wealthy in America right now. They are getting wealthy. Black, white, young, old, Asian, Hispanic, man, people are really taking advantage of what this country has to offer. And we have to open up our minds and take advantage of opportunities. All right, if you want to call in, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside of the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you're listening to the show and you're looking to start a business, you want to do something on the side, you want to get out of the box, do something different, you can text us at 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. We're talking about opportunities and taking advantage of opportunities when they appear and not running away, not being fearful. I read a, Frederick Douglass is probably one of the best stories that we can talk about with regards to opportunities. He was born a slave and he escaped at the age of 20 and then, got away and traveled the world, went to Europe and then became a world-renowned activist, for abolishment of slavery. And he played an integral part in that happening. And that's why, they've named statues for him and all different types of things because of what he accomplished. I mean, he had a small window of opportunity and actually took advantage of that particular opportunity. And I can go on and on and on. I've got a bunch of stories here. I don't want to get too much into all of them right now, But man, when opportunity knocks, you have to be ready. I'll say it again. It's better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than to have one and not be prepared. There are opportunities everywhere, and we obviously need to take advantage of these particular opportunities. Whether we're talking about work, whether we're talking about business, whether we're talking about sports, you know, I'll relate it to sports. Tom Brady, who's a great quarterback. Do you know how Tom Brady got a chance to play football? How he got a chance to start? The starting quarterback before him got hurt. Drew Brees. Drew Bledsoe. He got hurt. Got knocked out of the game. And the coach said, all right, you got to get in there and play. He went in there, played, won the Super Bowl, never lost his job, and continued to win. Went to 9 NFC championships. Just won his 4th Super Bowl. All right, because he seized an opportunity. They threw him in there. He had his chance. He never looked back. And now they're considering him as the greatest quarterback of all time because he took advantage of his opportunity. Now, so if there's anyone listening to the show, if you've had any opportunities come your way, maybe you passed them up, you didn't take advantage of it, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear your story. And if you have a story where you had an opportunity come your way and you took advantage of it, and now because of that choice, you know, you live a great life or somebody was better for it or something good happened, we'd love to hear you. We'd love to hear that story as well. So feel free to give us a call, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you, again, are looking to start a business, want to be an entrepreneur, you can text us 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. Again, we're talking about taking advantage of opportunities on the entrepreneur's edge. This is Orin Solomon. Guys, we're here every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., just talking about different topics, just letting people know what's going on, making you aware of some things that are out there from different businesses to networking to whatnot. just sharing with people what is out here for us in this particular community. I have another example. I'm looking at Jackie Robinson here. And, you know, Jackie Robinson was not the best player in his era. He was, you know, he played in the African American Baseball League. He wasn't the best player in that particular league. People like Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, they were all great players. They were better than Jackie Robinson. But they chose him. They chose him to integrate baseball. So he had an opportunity. And he took advantage of that particular opportunity. And not only did he take advantage of it, he excelled at that particular opportunity. Now, here's the deal. He went through a lot. You know, Jackie went through a lot of scorn. He went through a lot of tough times, you know, people trying to spike him, people throwing stuff in his house, threatening his family, making phone calls, doing all different types of things. But he still persevered. He took advantage of that opportunity. He was the first African-American player to play in Major League Baseball. And man, he opened up doors for a lot of people because he sees that opportunity. If it weren't for Jackie Robinson, there'd be no Bob Gibson. There'd be no Willie Mays. There'd be no Hank Aaron. There'd be no Ken Griffey or Barry Bonds. So understand, guys, opportunities are here, and you've got to take advantage of them when they come your way. We've got Curtis on line number one. Hey, Curtis, how you doing? Whoop. Can you hear me? Hang on 1 second, Curtis. We'll get to you in 1 second here. We're just hang on a second. Right here?
Here
we
go.
Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Excellent, man. Thanks for calling the show. What's on your mind?
I want to take advantage of an opportunity.
No, you
had a few weeks ago, I think, a Reverend came on.
Uh-huh.
I think his name, if I'm correct, was Earl Gilliard.
That's correct, yeah.
Right. Well, the opportunity I'm taking, if you would contact him.
Sure.
Because I wanted to present an opportunity to him, because I happened to hear him preach a funeral to a friend of mine, and I realized that's the same show I heard on your show.
Okay.
So I called and left a message for him to return my call, and so if you could pass that on to him, if he hears it, perhaps he will call. So I know he's a busy man.
He's pretty busy. But I'll tell you what, Curtis. No problem. We appreciate it. Do us a favor. You can call back the board op and leave your name and number with her. We'll make sure to get that information out to him, all right?
I don't want to leave with her. Now, if you leave a number, I'll leave it with you. I'm not going to leave it with the board.
I'll tell you what. I'm not in a place where I can jot anything down, but right after the show, I usually go right to her and I get the information. So
okay.
I will have it. So I promise if you leave the information with her,
right,
I'll make sure to contact
for you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's yeah, she usually does that for me.
All right, thank you.
All right, okay, my friend. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, that was Curtis. He wanted an opportunity to speak to someone we had on our show, so he's choosing to take advantage of that particular opportunity. Why are we talking about this topic? Here's why. I've been in business now for 22 years, and I get exposed to a lot of different things, and I get people that present opportunities to me. I just see a lot. But I also see people that are struggling. I was, you know, spending time with friends and family members over the weekend, and I thought to myself, man, why is it that some people can grow and develop and take advantage of opportunities and some people can't? And it's simply a choice. It is simply a choice. We choose to be comfortable. We choose to be successful. We choose to fight for our dreams. We have a choice. Success is a choice. How we live is a choice. And so that's why I wanted to talk about that today, because there are opportunities everywhere. Man, when you're at the mall, there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity to meet someone in a kiosk at a mall to ask them why they are doing what they're doing and how they are doing it. And they can tell you how they did it, and you can go do it yourself. It is that simple. You can find someone on the street who's sweeping and ask them how they're doing it. And you can sweep yourself. There are so many opportunities out here to be successful. There's opportunities out here to get better. There's opportunities out here to grow. We just have to take advantage of it. So I was talking about Jackie Robinson. I want to get specific about this. This is Black History Month, and how he had an unbelievable opportunity. He had an opportunity to be the first African-American player in Major League Baseball history at a very turbulent time when, you know, it wasn't popular at all, where every team there was no black players in Major League Baseball, where people did not understand that our particular culture. And, man, he went against all odds. And I know a lot of people who wouldn't have taken advantage of that opportunity. They would have been scared. They would have walked away. They would have went back in their cocoon and gotten comfortable and say, you know what, I'm going to stay in the Negro League. I'm going to keep playing right here because it's comfortable. But they chose him. He took advantage of it. And because of that, some of the greatest players who've ever played the game are African American and Latinos, because we're all in the same boat. People like Roberto Clemente. I mean, phenomenal athletes have graced the baseball field. Many of you have seen them play, and we would not have been able to see these people play if he didn't take advantage of that particular opportunity. So kudos to Jackie Robinson. I know it's Black History Month, and I'm a sports guy, and I love stories like that. So we're talking about taking advantage of opportunities. If you want to call into the show, if you want to talk about an opportunity that you've taken advantage of, or maybe you missed something, and you want to share, maybe you want to send a message to the people listening, that'd be great. 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you are looking for an opportunity, you just want to text us and say, hey, I'm looking for something, text us at 443-722-1857. 443-722-1857. We're going to do this. We're going to take a quick break for about a minute or so. And you guys can go ahead and call in, and we'll come back in with hopefully some callers and some more information. Alrighty, we are back. This is Oren Solomon with the Entrepreneur's Edge, where we are talking about opportunities, taking advantage of opportunities, being prepared for opportunities. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I talked about being ready, just being ready for opportunities, being on the lookout, being on the listen in for opportunities. Man, you could be at work and you can hear conversations around the cooler of people talking about opportunities. You can get a stock tip from a coworker or a business colleague that, sometimes people won't listen to. Maybe if you listen, it could be a great opportunity. It can help you become wealthy. So opportunities are everywhere. They are around us every single day. The question is, are we listening to them? Are we taking advantage of these particular opportunities, opportunities to work, opportunities to serve, opportunities to give, opportunities to invest. There are opportunities all over the place. And so we're just talking about that today on the show. If you want to call into the show, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you are looking for an opportunity, you can text us at 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. 1857. I was reading an article from Joe Morgan. I'm going to read some of it to you. And his article was about how to seize opportunities. And there's some great quotes in here. I'm going to read a couple of them to you real quick. He says, opportunities are present throughout the day, every day. You have a chance and a choice every day not to think negative thoughts, rise above gossip, and to help, to be kind to others. If you're not ready, you'll screw it up. So he's just saying the same thing. Man, there's opportunities everywhere. There's opportunities if you're riding the bus going to work. You can hear people talking. There's opportunities if you grab a paper and just grab a newspaper and read. You can find a job. You can find opportunities. There are opportunities everywhere. You know, I was talking about Tom Brady earlier and how he had his opportunity. How about the kid who caught the interception in the Super Bowl? Malcolm Butler, undrafted free agent out of West Alabama. No one's heard of the school. Nobody knows who this kid is. And here it is, you know, second down and goal on the goal line in the biggest game of his life. Makes a big play, makes a huge play, jumps in, makes an interception, takes advantage of his opportunity. Man, that guy's going to get a huge pay raise because of that one play he made. Talk about taking advantage of opportunities. So we've got Kenny on line one here. Hey, Kenny, how you doing? Hey, Kenny, can you hear me? Kenny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to turn my radio down.
No problem, brother. How you doing?
I would just like to tell people there's opportunities coming up with some of the new construction in the schools. And one of the places is on Hilton Street at the old school building there.
Okay.
Between Hilton and, Baltimore Street.
All right.
So that building is starting to be renovated. I think it's a software builder, so there's a lot of opportunity there for small businesses and small contractors.
Wonderful.
You know what I mean? So if you go down Hilton Street, you see their big banners and you see all the architects, and they're starting to gut that building now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of opportunities. Things got to be taken out. Glass got to be taken out. Things got to be put back in.
Mm-hmm.
And other things. And as far as Black History Month, people don't remember, but I'm just letting people know that even in Annapolis, you'll see a picture of Jay Lewis when Jay Lewis was at Annapolis at Cobb's Beach.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people don't remember when Hoppy Adams, one of the, I ain't gonna say what he'd done for thousands of Black people in the radio business, he's right out of Annapolis in Washington, D.C. Him and Billy Epstein all came to Sparrow's Beach and Cobb's Beach.
Mm.
And recently, you know what I mean, they were there, and Larry Doby was there. You talk about baseball
Larry
players.
Doby, oh yeah.
Larry Doby was at Annapolis at Sparrow's Beach. And Cobb's Beach, too. The pictures are there to show that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and if anybody's in the radio business, they will remember Hoppy Adams and Billy Epstein. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Hoppy Adams was one of the first, and he did many for other, and earlier say what he done. And my other thing is you talk about entrepreneurship. There's a woman recently, African-American woman, who took a ball that they play soccer with, right?
Uh-huh.
And that ball, she was able to create energy out of that ball.
Wow.
And she put that energy in that ball with her company. I forgot the company. Her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that ball, you kick that ball around during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Then at nighttime, you plug this thing into the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped the African-American kids, especially over in Africa, they could see at night where they didn't have no electricity.
I heard about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a great story, but see, that's the whole thing about they'll never give up. I don't care if he's 70 years old, because mm-hmm. I know a person took him 70 shots to come up with a business.
That's right.
But you never give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do in this world is to fight. You know, there's two most things important in this world today. The day you was born and why.
Mm.
And I want people to remember that. But like I said, the woman and the ball, I mean, she created energy. And I'm surprised that you could kick a soccer ball around and at nighttime, plug a device into it, and light comes out of it. So that's one of the greatest things
awesome.
That has come to tragedy. Let me make this last statement.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Black history, and I hear people say this all the time, not trying to say that they're wrong, but even though most people go by Frederick Douglass as his name, but his real name was Arthur Washington Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was Frederick Douglass' real name,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened when he left the country, where he was supposed to meet John Brown at Harper's Ferry.
Yep.
And they found a piece of paper, and he said, well, it's time for me to go. because I had to have a Virginian looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
But his real name is, and his grave site is in Eastern Shore, because I've been down there another time. And let me say this about Riscombe. It was a little small town in the Eastern Shore called Uniontown.
Mm-hmm.
Unionville.
Yep.
And when you go up to that grave site for almost 100 years, there's five stones there and African names. So I'm not talking about American names. There are five stones, and when I was little, my African guy, he said the Africans never left their name.
Wow.
So on that stone is carved their African names.
Mm.
Not their American names, but their African names. And I hang up, and I'll listen to your show more. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling,
okay,
man. Have a good one. Take care now. Love the input there. Man, so many great stories about that woman who took advantage of that opportunity to create that soccer ball to help people in the African village. And, man, he's right. You know, Annapolis is a place where slaves were brought to. That's where they came. They came to Annapolis. And, you know, there are a lot of history here in Maryland with regards to slavery. In fact, you can still see some of the hooks in some of the restaurants in Annapolis. So there's some deep stuff there, man. So we're talking about taking advantage of opportunities. Obviously, it's Black History Month. I want to thank Kenny again for calling in. We've got, is it Hampton? Online too. Hey, Hampton, how you doing?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. About yourself?
Wonderful. Good opportunity today down there on Irving and Madison Street.
Okay.
Amazon is hard. And they're taking people down there from online,
mm-hmm,
coming. And the food has been from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3.
Okay.
So I took my son down about 8 o'clock when we walked in. It was about 500 in there.
So a lot of people are taking advantage of that opportunity.
Yes, sir. But I mean, some more people need to get down there. You know, sir. What Amazon about, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a delivery and all.
Mm-hmm.
You need to jump down there because there's a lot of jobs available there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people need work. They better go.
Yes, sir.
They say dress to impress. Just go.
Beautiful.
My man was in Black History, always was. Jack Johnson.
Oh.
Now, they talking about Muhammad
champion.
Was bad. No, Muhammad was bad, but I don't think he could do nothing with Jack.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize the pressure this man went through. Not just that he married a white woman,
mm-hmm,
but he was fighting, and the job be packed, all white people, and he be beating the hell out of the guy that's in that ring. That's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, plus they fought until the fight was over. They didn't have 15 rounds.
But most of the time, what he did was he carried them and just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
until they fell. It wasn't because of him. They sure did they fall. But you can hear him. I ain't going to use the word, but you can hear him when he's beating them bad. Don't let that black man knock him out. You know the word he was saying. Don't let that black man knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
That man could rumble, man.
Yeah.
He did it up to, he was almost, I guess, 65 or 70.
Yeah, he fought for a long time.
Right, man. That was my man. Even though I like Muhammad now, but that was my man.
Yeah.
That's black history right there to me.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, my man.
Hey,
for
Hampton,
the time.
Thanks for calling in, man. Take care. Have a good one.
All right.
We're talking about taking advantage of opportunities and love to hear people calling in and sharing what's going on in the area and the community so people can take advantage of it. We've got Fred on line one. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Solomon? Great show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Just what that gentleman said about Jack Johnson is absolutely true.
No doubt.
I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why President Obama hasn't pardoned him yet. You know, why are you laughing?
Well, he's gone, man. He's
who's gone?
Jack Johnson.
What do you mean he's gone?
He's talking about the boxer, man. He's talking about the fighter. He's not talking about the guy in PG County. He's talking about
Black History.
Black History Month, and
I'm talking about the fighter.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson, they've been asking President Obama to give him a pardon. You know he was convicted for taking a white woman out of state or something.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
So since I think they've been asking for the pardon for the last five or six presidents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they've been asking Obama since he's been in there. He's a pardoned everybody but Jack Johnson.
Oh.
I think we need to start a crusade. Like the brother said, that brother went through some 50 round fights.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, I mean, so.
Hey, man, well, that could be your opportunity. There you go.
Well, I always want to put a plug out to our history, man. I see that brother over there at Avenue, that Avenue Bakery, man.
Uh-huh.
Trying to put that piece together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be vigilant on that, man. Put some baskets around in the community to collect money to make sure we make this thing happen.
That sounds like a winner, man.
You're familiar with the Avenue Market, Bakery?
No, I'm not, but and please tell me about it. Enlighten me on it.
Oh, man, it's a brother up there. He's you have to Google his, just Google him, Solomon.
Okay.
I can't. He's doing such a wonderful job. He has such a wonderful
What's his name? You know his name?
His name is, I call him James or Jim. I call him Jim.
Okay.
But I really look into that, man. And thank you again for this show that you've been trying to bring some inspiration to our people, man, about our past.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't know where you've been.
Don't know where you're going.
You don't have a clue.
Hey, Fred, thanks a lot.
Bye, man. Have a good one, Bob.
Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye. We got David on line two. Hey, David, how you doing?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Great show. Yeah, I heard you talking about the impact Jackie Robinson made on baseball. And also, to sort of another African-American, the privilege that athletes have today to that make the huge sums of money, the free agency in baseball was struck down, was challenged by Curt Flood.
Curt Flood, oh, yeah.
And that led the gateway to the salaries that are enjoyed by players today. I remember the benchmark salary for a baseball player back in the mid-60s was $100,000.
Yeah.
Willie Mays, when you reach that plateau, that was it. And a lot of these guys today that can't hold a candle to the likes of Willie Mays and Bob Gibson. And I make note of that. Kirk Flood challenged the reserve clause.
No doubt. Did you ever see that movie? They actually did a movie about him.
Yes.
It was a wonderful movie, man. So, well, David, man, thanks for calling. Do me a favor, man. Leave your name and information with the board up. We'd love we like to stay in communication with our listeners, man, and send them some information. Is that all right?
Sure thing.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
All right. Take care. Have a good one. All right, we got Baba on line one. Hey, Baba, how you doing?
By the grace of the Creator, good, my brother.
Hey, man, thanks.
Well, with black history and black baseball player, I don't know whether you know it, but the Negro League used to play out there at a stadium right across from Cherry Hill.
Oh, really? I didn't know
Right across from Cherry Hill. I used to live out Cherry Hill at that time, and we would go over there and see the Kansas City Monarchs. I seen Sackett Page when he pitched.
Oh, wow.
Jackie Robinson and Don Luca.
Because
we would leave out of Cherry Hill and Westport, some railroad tracks out there, cross the railroad tracks, and go see the Negro League. And Jack and them used to come in there and play baseball. So we have a lot of it. And I want people barred here in this country to understand the reason why we are here and in the Caribbean is because of the African slave trade.
Sure.
That's the only reason why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Africans didn't come over here because of their own free will that they wanted. The only reason why we're here. And these so-called ones who call themselves the Moors and what, the Moors are actually a group of people, they're African people in Morocco.
Yeah.
They're not with a German bay and they're on Baltimore Street with Moor signs up or where they are on the continent of Africa in that North African country called Morocco, almost now taken over by Arabs once again, who enslaved the Africans before the Europeans did. The Arabs enslaved the Africans before the Europeans did. That's the all you assalamu alaikum. Take care, my brother.
All right, take care, Bob. Have a good one. All right, I appreciate everyone calling into the show. Again, we're talking about taking advantage of opportunities. And as I was mentioning on the show, there's opportunities everywhere. But we started talking about, you know, some of the people who have taken advantage of opportunities. Obviously, it's Black History Month. And, man, there's so many people that we celebrate. Shouldn't just be this month. It just should be, period, because of their contribution to America and the way we live. We're talking about Jackie Robinson and how he was the first one to integrate Major League Baseball. And if it weren't for him, there wouldn't be people like Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Ken Griffey and Barry Bonds. And, man, there's so many names that I could name. And then, look, there are so many people. We talked about, you know, one of the callers talked about Muhammad Ali and how, man, you want to talk about taking advantage of an opportunity. Here's this kid from Louisville, Kentucky, who, you know, wasn't really educated. He started boxing because somebody stole his bike. Kid stole his bike and, you know, he couldn't fight. So he wanted to learn how to fight. So he went to the gym and he learned how to fight. And next thing you know, he became the heavyweight champion of the world. And then because of his religious beliefs, you know, was stripped of his title, you know, didn't want to go to war, didn't want to fight, didn't believe in that. And, you know, this is, you know, America, free speech and chose to do it. They took everything from him. And because of his beliefs, he lost everything. Man, imagine that. Imagine losing everything you have right now for something you believe in. Losing your livelihood, your house, your car, your income. You know, you have kids, you got, you know, and he's survived by, you know, doing public speaking and that kind of thing. And because of his belief, you know, they said, you know what, we're going to overturn this. And then he had an opportunity to come back. Now, he lost three of the best years of his life. He was in his prime to really, really do some damage and to be considered one of the greats of all time. But they took 3 years. And he came back. He was slower. He wasn't as fast, but still was skillful. Took that opportunity, became the champion, lost it, became the champion again, and has gone down in history as the greatest fighter of all time. So, look, there's so many people who take advantage of opportunities. And I was sharing earlier that I believe that the people that came before us, in the early 1900s up until the 60s, man, they had a lot more adversity. They had a lot more fight. They had a lot more stuff to deal with. And I think that's why when the opportunities came their way, they took advantage of it and they thrived because it was the only thing they had to get them out. Whereby I think our culture now, man, we've got so many opportunities. I think we need to understand, you know, you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got YouTube, you've got all these different things. You've got internet, we've got everything. And man, we should be blowing and going. We should be starting all kind of businesses. We should be running all kind of corporations. But I think the only thing that's blocking us is ourselves. So you got to start somewhere, and I appreciate the callers calling in and letting people know about who's hiring and who's doing what, because you got to start somewhere. But there's opportunities everywhere. We cannot say that there are no opportunities out here. We can't say that there's nobody hiring. We can't say that it's just, that's just not true. You know, we can make our own way. You have that. You've been given that gift by God to actually create your own. So, again, if you want to call into the show, we only got about 12 minutes left here. You can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you're listening to the show today and you want to start a business, you want to do something different, you're looking for an opportunity, you can text us 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. This article by John Morgan is such a great article. He's talking about how to seize opportunities. And I'm just reading some excerpts here from that. He says, "The opportunities you missed in the past are gone. Don't stress about them. Also, don't have anxiety about missing future ones. Doing nothing but waiting with the thought of an opportunity will magically rescue you is setting yourself up for major disappointment. So don't worry about the old stuff, man. Just keep going. Opportunities are going to continue to come. Even if you miss one, there's another one. There's another one right behind it. Right when there's a disappointment, there's another opportunity right after that. I've learned that so many. My dad used to always tell me that. He said, look, when something bad happens, it means something good is going to happen right behind it. So just be ready for it. We got Mike on line one. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I just want to commend you for this program. I think it's something that goes even beyond just the, when we use terms, the black community. It's something that everyone
needs
can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
United States patent hold on to the two ideas I came up with in the lighting industry.
Okay.
It's dealing with balances, and just in the United States alone, it's a $1 billion industry,
yep.
And worldwide, it's $16 billion.
Wow.
And I came up with a concept, a different type of design for ballast that makes the balances, when you change them, it makes it 99.9% more energy, efficient as far as the installation is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But what I'm trying to do now is, the patents have been granted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find a manufacturer, and I've been having a little challenge mm-hmm. in that regard, and I'm trying to get these prototypes made. And I'm trying to find if there's anyone in the area that has that kind of skill to help me make some working prototypes so I can make some money so we can do some things that we need to get done.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, Mike. If you can call back, leave your information with the board op, and just let her put a little note to let her know who you are. I'll definitely give you a call afterwards. We'll see if we can point you in the right direction.
Yes, sir. And I just want to say, sir, I agree with you that we don't have to look for anything. You know, the opportunity is right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the greatest thing that we have is the ability to create.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
no
sir.
One can limit you. The opportunity is there.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Yes, you just proved that with what you're talking about right now, what you created. Man, that's a phenomenal job. We're definitely going to make this thing happen. All right?
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Man, there's opportunities everywhere, folks. They are everywhere. Whatever you can put in your mind, whatever you can think about, can come through fruition. They can come through fruition on paper. It can come through fruition however you choose. Everything that's big starts with a thought. The studio I'm in was a thought. This building I'm in was a thought. A cell phone was a thought. A car was a thought. There's opportunities everywhere. You can create all kind of stuff. Man, I've seen people create the craziest things and become wealthy from it. But here's the deal. We have to have our minds open and ready for these opportunities because they're here. They are available and it's around us all the time. If you really, really calm down and listen and just be in tune with what's taking place around you, man, you'll be blessed. You'll have an abundance of opportunities coming your way and you'll have choices. You can choose whatever, which way you want to go. If you want to invest here, if you want to spend your time here, I've seen it happen so many times. Now, here's what also could happen. If you don't choose to listen and take advantage of the opportunities, you can lose some. I'll tell you a great story. I have a good friend of mine I played ball with in college. And he played at the University of Maryland his first couple of years, transferred to the school I went to. And one of his best friends was a guy by the name of Kevin Plank. Now, Kevin Plank is the owner of Under Armour, which is they're a big time manufacturer now. They make clothes. You see people like Cam Newton advertising. It's just a big, so they have an Under Armour All-Star Games now. It's a major, major, major clothing brand. And the reason why this guy started this brand is because, the owner played at the University of Maryland. The reason he started this brand was because the T-shirts that they wore underneath, he used to just sweat like crazy. And he just didn't like the feeling of the T-shirt. So he started making this stuff in his college dorm. He started making this stuff in his home. And he asked a couple of his teammates, a couple of his friends, to talk to their parents to see if they would invest some money with this particular company that he was starting. Well, some of the guys did it, and they're doing pretty well right now. In fact, they don't have to work ever again a day in their life. My friend chose not to do it. He was one of the people who said no. So obviously he said no. We all know where Under Armour is right now. You can't look on ESPN or look at any sports channel and not see an Under Armour commercial. You can't look at any regular television and at some point not see an Under Armour commercial. It's a billion-dollar operation. And he lost that particular opportunity. So what I'm telling you is opportunities come to us every day. They come to us often. The question is, are you ready for it? Are you really listening? Are you really open? Or are you focused on stuff that makes no sense whatsoever, that doesn't help you in any way, shape, or form? So you have to be ready for opportunity. I'll say it again. I'm going to preach this because my dad used to beat this in our head. He said, it is better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. You got to be ready. There's opportunities out here every single day. In fact, after this show, you can walk outside, see something, and create an opportunity. You can look at a bird in a tree, and it can give you an idea to start something that can actually make you some money. That's how powerful our mind is. That's how powerful opportunities are. So again, if you want to call in, we got a few more minutes left. You can call into the show at 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010 if you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you want to start a business, you're looking to do something outside of what you're doing, you can text us at 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. Again, this is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Let me give my website as well. You can go to orinsolomon.com, orinsolomon. If you have any comments about our shows, even some suggestions about some of the things you want us to talk about with regards to entrepreneurship, we'd love to hear it. because we want to share this with everyone in the area, in the community, and outside of listening area as well. We have people listening from all over the country, and we appreciate all the callers to call in and participate. Just love that we're doing something here to help the community. The reason why we created this show is to really enlighten people about what is actually out here, how you can earn income outside of the box. You know, you don't have to have a job. You don't have to have a boss. You can create your own and be financially independent. And that's why we created this show, The Entrepreneur's Edge. I was looking at this article here by John Morgan, and he was talking about, he says, why do some see opportunity where others see none? And he says, every crisis and setback is the chance to create an opportunity, not just a chance to learn from experience, but a chance to create something new and improved. Some of the greatest ideas were born during crisis. Look at the Great Depression era. Many multimillionaires and billionaires were created during that time of severe crisis. And that's so true. People lost everything. Some people had a thought. They created something. They created a need. People took advantage of it, and they became billionaires. You know, there are families today that took advantage of it, like the Ford family, the Rothschild family. You know, all it takes is one person to change your family history. I had a good friend of mine that used to tell me, he said, you want to know why you don't know your great-great-great-great-grandfather? I said, why don't I know my great-great-great-great-grandfather? He said, he didn't leave you anything. He didn't leave you no money. And man, that hit me like a ton. He said, man, when you are wealthy, when you leave something to your kids and your kids' kids, man, they put pictures on the wall of you. They create trust funds in your name. So, you know, this show is about creating wealth and teaching people how to be independent. And that's why we want to share with you that there's opportunities all over the place. So we got a quick caller here. Can we get this call in before we're done? Is that possible? No, can't do it. Okay. All right. Just make sure you call in next week. Listen, I want to appreciate it. I want to thank everyone for calling into the show today. Thank you all for listening. One last time, if you want to send a text, if you're looking to start a business, text us at 443-722-1857. And we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. to talk about entrepreneur stuff. So I want to thank you all for listening again. Remember, it's Black History Month. If you have kids, make sure you enlighten them. Tell them about, you know, the history and some people that have inspired you to, so that they can aspire to do some great things as well. So I want to thank you all again for listening to the show. Good day. God bless. We're up against it. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.